This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. I'm sure you're getting tired of hearing me say it, but once again, the U.S. House of Representatives is still stuck in neutral insofar as picking a new speaker, and as of late Friday, still fell short in that process. So here's what happened this week. First, after a few days of making calls, Majority Leader Steve Scalise won in a head-to-head matchup with Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, 113-99. But before anything could go to the floor, Steve announced that he would withdraw from the race, I'm sure because he felt getting the requisite 217 votes to win was a bridge too far. That was on Thursday. Then on Friday, Georgia Representative Austin Scott announced his intent to run, challenging Jordan, and with only about an hour to prepare, made his case to the conference. And he did well. He got 81 votes. But the final tally had Jordan in front, 124-81. But on a separate ballot, with a question of whether those members would support Jordan on the floor, Jordan got just 152 votes, nowhere close to the 217 needed. But he is still the speaker designate, and he will be, until he's either defeated on the floor or withdraws, as did Scalise. I've been saying for 2 weeks now that there's no one, not a person in our conference, not a person in America that can get 217 votes out of this group. That means, without any Democrat help, the GOP majority will just spin its wheels until it sets in that the current process, i.e. doing it with only GOP votes, is hopeless. In my opinion, unless something drastically changes, the next speaker will be that individual who can attract the attention of Democrats, not necessarily getting their votes, but maybe having a set number to choose to vote present and thus reducing the number needed to win. It will still be a Republican, just not a polarizing figure like Jordan. In fact, it's not completely out of the question that Kevin McCarthy, the former speaker, could stage a comeback. After all, he got really close to winning. Maybe a few of those 8 no votes from his side of the aisle will come around. This charade is hurting Republicans. When given the majority in January, albeit thin, America trusted the party to lead. What's going on right now is a complete fiasco, and my colleagues better get it together, or we're going right back where we came from, to the minority in 2025. The situation in Israel and other world events necessitate that Congress get back to work. When that becomes abundantly clear to House Republicans, who knows? And one other thing. Every day we fail to elect a speaker and start action in the House is another day closer to November 17th, the next potential government shutdown. Now, won't that be a happy Thanksgiving? As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.